Hi, Josko. You've had a few days with the team now. How are you feeling? Are you feeling fit? And now you've had a couple of games and training sessions.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Thanks for asking. I've done three training sessions and let's say 90 minutes. 60 against Barcelona and 15-20 minutes against Milan. So yeah, I'm feeling great and looking forward to come back to Manchester and start the season.
The manager said something about the players and the squad might be a little bit undercooked and not as fresh as maybe some of the rivals just because you've not got as many first team players there. Do you think that's going to be an issue at the start of the season?
I don't know, we will see. I mean, I cannot talk about that. All I can say is that we hope that when they come back, we will be strong as we were last season. And the thing is that we need to start the season on a high note, and especially there is a final that, of course, we want to win. And so let's go day by day, and we'll see.
Just at the back in red, please, if we can get a mic there.
You had a very successful first year at Manchester City. How do you keep that going and how do you follow that up this season?
Yeah, thank you very much. It wasn't that easy, but my dream was always to come to England to play in Premier League. So once you get there, you just need to take the opportunity and use it. So obviously it wasn't that easy at the beginning, but with the time you just get used to it, and especially being with all the great teammates I have in my team, they make your job much easier. So I'm really happy for the season I had last season. Yeah.
Just at the back in orange,
last year.
Please.
Sorry.
Josko, you just admitted you had a very difficult start to the season, but you settled and got along very well getting to the latter part of the season.
Sorry, I cannot hear you. Can you say it again, please?
Sorry. Yeah, he's just...
You just admitted that part was a difficult start to the season, last season, and that getting to the latter part of the season, you came up so well, especially with goal scoring. Are there other aspects of your game that you intend to take on beyond goal scoring going into your second season?
Well, to be fair, I didn't expect from myself that I'm gonna score 5 goals in my first season. Normally, I just my first 2 years in Leipzig, and the only 2 years, I've scored just 5-4 goals in total. So I didn't expect that, but I can't complain. Besides the goals, I've had a couple of assists as well. So yeah, I think that. I'm going to continue that way in a new season, and we will see.
Just at the front here, please.
Hi, Josko. Gustavo Luquez over here. Welcome to Columbus. And ask you, what is special for you or for your team to come to US and doing preseason, having the support for the fans and all the city that you play so far?
Yeah, thank you very much, first of all. It's really nice to come to US. It's my first time being here with Manchester City, and I really like it. It's just different than being in Europe, especially when we were in New York. We had an opportunity to train in the Central Park, so we are also looking forward to face Chelsea tomorrow here in Columbus. And once again, happy to be here, and I believe the other guys are happy as well.
Just at the back there, please.
Hi there. There's been some discussions, maybe from fans, about someday playing a regular season Premier League game in the United States. I wonder what your thoughts on that might be.
So was the...
Whether there should be games that are Premier League games out in the United States.
Well, I don't know. Obviously, it would be nice to play in the US, but to be fair, it's quite far, and to travel 7-8 hours. depends where you play. I think that's the part we would like to avoid, but I'm not the one who's going to decide, so yeah.
Any more? Just here, please.
Hi, Josko. Dan Hope from 11 Warriors. Just wanted to ask you, how much do you know about American football and just what's it been like to kind of see Ohio State being here in Columbus?
I don't know that much about American football, but it is not, right? But it's also big, and I know that every final is most of the time in Europe. And, I mean, it's a big sport, and... Yeah, if we talk about Ohio, we haven't had that much time to visit the state and everything, especially the city. So who knows? Maybe one day when I retired, I'm gonna have enough time to visit all the U.S. So yeah, that's all, more or less.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you for your time, guys.